Chapter 8, Assemble Your Virtual Dream Team. Day trading houses depends on pinpoint timing. Once your motivated sellers sign a contract with you to sell their house for cash, you need to move fast. As mentioned previously, you must have a database of motivated buyers and the funding to do an all-cash close. Unless, of course, you use one of the no money needed ways I will describe later. Go look at the property. Before you announce it to your buyers list, to close this deal fast and make your payday, you need someone to go look at the property to determine the condition and start the marketing. This can be you or someone you hire to go look at it. If you are buying outside of your area, you can find someone to do this for you. If you are buying in your own local market, I always recommend going to look at the property yourself. However, if you are buying long distance, you will need to find someone to do this for you. You need someone that can go take pictures of the house and let you know of any potential repairs needed. Whoever does this needs to take pictures of every room, any repair areas, all four sides of the house, any additional buildings on the property, and a street view both ways. You could even have a list of every item in the house and fill it out so you will know about everything in the house and what kind of repairs are needed. For example, when you go into the kitchen, you can have on your list every item in the kitchen, and whoever is looking at the house can let you know everything in the kitchen that needs repaired. I have already prepared a list for you, and all you have to do is go to realestatedaytrading.com/bonuses and download it for free. Putting out your for sale signs. In addition to going to the property and taking pictures, you will also need to put out about 20 for sale signs all around the neighborhood. The signs I use are very simple. They say foreclosure and have a place to write in the price, and it already has the phone number pre-printed on it. These are great signs. When someone sees a sign in the area where houses sell for $80,000 to $100,000, for example, but they see your foreclosure sign that says $60,000, they know it is a good deal. You will sell a lot of your houses to people from these signs. In fact, you will get cash buyers looking for a house to live in or purchase for their son, daughter, or grandchild. It happens all the time. It also helps you to build your buyers list. We put them all over the neighborhood, as well as at intersections, in front of convenience stores, CVS, Walgreens, Walmart, and other high-traffic areas. The only place you will not put them, unless you are buying directly from an individual and you have permission, is in the yard of the house you are buying. This is because when you are buying a house through a realtor, you can't market that specific house until you own it, but we want to start marketing right away. I get my signs from banditsigns.com. I've been working with them for years. You can simply call them and tell them you want the Larry Goins foreclosure sign, and they will know what you want. To find someone to go look at the property and put out signs for you, if it is too far away for you to go, there are several sources you can use. First, you could go on Craigslist and run an ad under the gigs section. You will simply state that you need someone to go look at and take pictures of a house for you. There are other sources that you can use as well, such as wegolook.com and bpophotoflow.com. You can also ask a local realtor or contractor to do it for you. I have had them do it many times. You can also search online for property preservation companies or field service reps. These companies do things like this for asset managers that banks hire to look after their foreclosures. Expect to pay anywhere from about $25 to $50 to get pictures and have the signs put out. It is just a cost of doing business, but it is well worth it. Choosing an investor-friendly title company or attorney. In some states, you will use a title company, and in others, you will use an attorney to close your transaction. Any local realtor can tell you which one to use. Title companies and attorneys play an important role. They make sure that the real estate transactions are handled efficiently and accurately. Once you sign a contract, you have the right to request anyone you want to handle your closing. They hold earnest money in an escrow account until the final settlement and make sure the seller whose name is on the contract is the legal owner. They identify all the liens, mortgages, judgments, restrictions, easements, status of the property taxes, and public assessments that must be satisfied before clear title can be conveyed to the buyer. They keep in close contact with realtors, attorneys, and funding sources to assemble all the documents needed to close. They compile all the charges, miscellaneous closing fees, and other closing costs into a final settlement statement. They will inform the buyer of the amount of money to bring to the closing. They require certified funds, or you can wire the money into their escrow account. The title company or attorney collects all funds necessary for the disbursement of funds to the parties involved. After closing, they will file the legal documents and make sure all outstanding liens have been paid. In day trading, it is very important that your title company or attorney is comfortable with creative financing like options, flex options, assignments, and simultaneous closings. And always make sure that you get title insurance, even if you will only own the property for 30 minutes. You should find a title company or attorney that is familiar with working with investors, one that is used to handling day trading transactions. I could tell you to do an online search, but the best way to find a good one is to get a referral. The first thing you can do is ask your realtor if you know one or are working with one on your first transaction. It is better to have a warm introduction than to cold call them about handling your transaction. The second thing you can do is to ask a few local investors. You can ask them at the local investors association meeting or on a local Facebook group or at a meetup meeting. It is a very good sign if they are recommended by other investors or are themselves members of your local real estate association. That means they have several full-time professional real estate investors as clients. And it's great if they invest in real estate themselves. When you hire an attorney or title company, you don't even have to show up at the closing. I know that many of you have never used an attorney or title company in your life, but you will get used to it. Once you get started in day trading, they are a big part of your life. You can't wait until the last minute to find an attorney. There is no need to look for attorneys or title companies before you have an upcoming closing. They do not want to waste their time talking to you about working with them if you do not have a deal they can work on. So here's how you do it. When calling an attorney or title company, after you get your first property under contract to buy, you let them know who you were referred by and why you are calling. You tell them that you have an upcoming closing where you are buying and selling a property the same day and you would like for them to handle the transaction. You also want to ask them if they have handled many of these kinds of transactions in the past. If they have, that's a good sign. Then you let them know that you want to try them out on this transaction to see how well you work together and if it's a good fit, and if so, then you will be sending them more business. When you tell them this, they will work hard to earn your business. Just make sure you are talking to the owner or a manager so they will tell their staff to make sure they keep you happy.